The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Sally Lyons White is the Global Executive Vice President and Chief Advisor for Consumer Goods and Food Service Insights at Circana, a leading advisor on the complexity of consumer behavior. Her skills include analyzing big data to develop consumer and shopper insights and consumer relationship management. She graduated from the University of Alabama and began her career at Smith Kline Consumer Products. She joined AC Nielsen in 1991 and worked as a top-level executive for more than 20 years at IRI and Symphony IRI Group, joining the company as a senior vice president in January 2001. She was twice named to the Top Women in Grocery list and is the executive sponsor of Circana's Early Career Professional Business Resource Group. Thanks so much for coming on the T-Biz podcast today. I'm excited by your research, and I want to share your thoughts with our readers and listeners.
Thank you for having us. I'm so excited to be here, and we are very proud of the work we did on well-being and hope that your listeners will find it beneficial to them.
Sally, you talked about people's physical well-being and, most importantly, their perception of their physical well-being and commitment to losing weight or exercising daily, for example. There is now a much more sophisticated approach to health and wellness.
It is interesting because we talk to consumers and then we also can study some of the point of sale information. And when we do that, part of what we learned is the following. You've got 49% of consumers that considered improved physical health as a top benefit of just self-care, what they're doing to help themselves. Weight management comes in second at 35%, and then disease prevention at 30%. Increased energy is the fourth, with 29% of consumers saying that that's a top. As you think about what are the ways that consumers use food and beverage to assist them, it is around, again, just the functionality of food and beverage, but it's also helping them in maintaining their weight. Maybe it's even helping with sleep, could be also helping with focus. So there, it has evolved than just being about eating and drinking. We've seen the lines blurring across food and beverage where you might have had a supplement that would have provided you help with sleep. And now that there's foods and beverages that are going to help you with sleep. So there is a bit of blurring going on that we've seen throughout the world. It also is interesting because not only food and beverage are trying to play a role in this physical well-being, but also other sectors like beauty and really talking about that skin is an organ and you need to treat it as such and keep it healthy. And therefore, we saw a big bump in consumers seeking brands that have clean ingredients. In fact, it was 71% of consumers are looking for clean ingredients in what they're looking for. But as we continue to do the research, especially on the health and well-being, weight management was obviously big. We do see beverages as part of that, especially functional beverages. We see digestive health being a focus for consumers. And you actually have 26% of consumers taking vitamins and supplements to support their digestive health. And what was also interesting is we can look at how often consumers walk into retail outlets. And we saw 24% more trips per year on consumer healthcare products versus non-users and around this gut health. So again, they're embracing it. And you can see a lot of different ingredients that are helping with that, whether it's prebiotics or cranberry or even fiber. We saw part of physical and the physical part of well-being also around oral care and in the impact that has on overall health and well-being. And we Interestingly enough, we saw things like oral irrigators having an increase in 18% in dollar sales, just showing some of the different ways consumers are looking at this physical well-being. And then lastly, as we kind of think about this from a specifically food and beverage, and I've mentioned it a little bit, but I think this blurring lends to the beyond the basic nutrition to getting into functional benefits that consumers are looking for. And so you've seen that whether they're looking for increased energy and some of the different products that come from that, especially with multiple claims, and that it could be around just pre and probiotics. It could be around the fact that it has X grams of protein, or it's no sugar or low sugar or no caffeine, but yet electrolytes. Like, there's just all sorts of functional beverages out there. But I think the connection between that and tea is that need for hydration, because hydration is so important to everything I just told you, to the skin, to your digestive health, to your overall health. And as we were talking through this a little while ago, I think that's where tea fits. But it's also having to break through the crowd, because now there's so many more beverages that are playing multiple roles that tea could be forgotten if we don't make sure consumers really understand the multiple benefits that tea has and how it fits into this physical part and the physical quest consumers have for well-being.
Speaking to you through this survey, who do you see demographically embracing these trends?
There's two segments. One is called the wise and healthy, and one is called healthy chic. They're on different sides of the spectrum. One's a little bit older, meaning wise and healthy, and then the other one's a little bit younger, healthy chic. And both quests embrace life with all the different aspects of well-being. That's the physical part, including not only the food, but the exercise. So there's exercise in there, but also the activities that they pursue, how the community and they engage from a mental well-being as well. So they really embrace it. So those two segments are the two that spoke to us the most as we were putting this together, and probably are key for future growth, because other segments are interested. Other segments have become more educated as we went through COVID. Other segments are definitely wanting to embrace it, but they might indeed be hit with the cost being a barrier and or time being a barrier. And I think for them, it's around how can we make kind of holistic well-being more affordable and accessible, so that no matter where you are on that continuum, you can embrace well-being and make your life a little bit better.
Your studies focused on the United States, but the United States in turn influences consumer habits elsewhere.
Well, the numbers in here were US-based to use as an example for a good portion of it, but we really did take a view across North America, EMEA, and APAC. There was absolutely alignment around the key drivers of well-being and the three trends from the research that we did. And those three, as we've kind of talked about in the past, is around embracing one's body for optimal physical health. The second was pursuing positive mental health for emotional well-being. And then the third is seeking community and social engagement to make a difference. As we move into the mental, the top benefits or goals that consumers have there is to reduce stress and anxiety, to get more sleep, to manage the moods, to have more motivation. Those four are kind of the key for the mental part of consumers' quest to a harmonized well-being. And then as we move and kind of get into the kind of social community, then the big areas there were in-person events, social media, kind of co-exploration, as well as sports and recreation. And I think that those four, it's really all about community. At the end of the day, it's all about community and how can I embrace community and be part of the community that's going to help me feel more harmonized in what I'm doing, not just on the physical side, but that mental as well as that connection to to others, the social part.
Tea delivers the benefits consumers seek at a reasonable price, but the marketplace is crowded with competitors. So there's been a lot of conversation about increasing tea consumption among young people, a priority of the United Nations Intergovernmental Group on Tea. Earlier this year, the UNIGG endorsed a global marketing effort under the social media hashtag Tea Power.
No pun. There's power in tea power. The social media platform is polarizing. There's positives and negatives to it. But one of the things that it can do is help educate. And if it's coming from a trusted source, then social media is a great place to get messaging, get the key points across. As you think about the global aspect of tea power and its abilities, partnering with retailer associations, getting retailers to help across the world to get this message across through their own media outlets, whether that's social, whether that's their retail media network, whether it's through their loyalty app, whether it's just signage in the store. It could be that simple. But to get the message out and to help educate and have consumers be able to go back to the main link to learn more, I think it's going to be key, because you talked about the older generation and how they transitioned to tea. If you can opt the younger consumers in earlier and get them to embrace it and have it more from a lifelong beverage as opposed to that in life stages, right? You don't necessarily want to wait till then. You should start early. And I think that's where tea power comes in, and being able to help consumers learn the benefits, learn how to consume, learn how to make, right? I think there's all sorts of ways that.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown. Ooh. And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.